The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
All right, it is just about that time. In fact, it is that time. We get right to it right now for your Guadalupe Squares. That's right. Now it's got a girl host.
And now with a girl host.
Boo.
I love it.
Boo.
Right? There should have been more.
The crowd just booed that. Oh, we've got a new female host. Boo. Boo.
I know Jeremy was thinking about coming back. I was like, hey, man, if you want it.
Well, it's not yours to give.
Yeah. If you don't want it, we'll gladly hand it over. But I mean,
if this
whole talking to an audience thing on the radio
it
is a burden
me
to you.
I have no idea what I'm doing here.
I know,
so
you're a little nervous because there's people in there.
You know, I always throw up every before I come on here, so
oh,
it's true.
It's called bulimia.
Oh, is that what it is? It's not working.
Tacos chivas. Tacos chivas.
It's too much tripe. We're just talking about
it. I know. God, it's so good.
You're a bulimia survivor.
I am. I had a t-shirt of that for a long time.
Oh, by the way, we do have the FanDuel happy ending front row seats
to give up
for today's, prize.
There you go. Front row to our great show. FanDuel's giving you front row seats. That is a fantastic thing to the happy endings with Lovitz, Ali Sadiq, Colin Kane. It's going to be December 3rd. It's right around the corner. That's easy. And here's your host all the way from down the hall at 93.3 KDKB, Arizona Rocks. I don't know what you call yourself.
Arizona's now. Alternative, dude.
Oh, that's right. Alt Lives.
Arizona Rocks. You Alt-lives. Don't like that one?
Alt Lives 93.
It's Arizona Rocks.
It's midday morning host, Mo. Mo Bergeron, take it away.
Thank you, Chancellor. Well, since Biden is under anesthesia right now in the top left corner,
exactly
we've got
right.
Trump
Thank
president
the
again.
Kingmaker. Thank you, Mo. And you know what? You're welcome. I may have detained some of your family. I may have them in cages. That doesn't matter right now because you know what? Sleepy Joe is asleep at the wheel.
I've been
literally
writing petitions for years now.
I'm president again because Sleepy Joe got some anesthesia, finally. And you know what the crazy thing about his anesthesia is? They gave it to him and no one noticed a difference. Absolutely the same guy. Same exact guy. And now Carmelo Harris is president for a little while. They passed power over to Carmelo. And
expired
I don't know if that's a good
McConnell
thing or not. I don't know. They got him some wipes because he keeps, you know, wandering around the earth, his pants in front of very important people. It's true. Pretty
you ever
son
done that?
Okay. No. Of course, you know, everybody's had a sh** or two in their drawers. You know, you've had those moments. You're out partying. Billionaire party. Next thing you know, your little liquid go. You have that moment. Everybody's done it. But he does it standing next to Carmelo Bowles. Carmelo Parker.
No.
Carmelo Harris.
NBA player?
Carmelo the Pope. He's got all of them. Yeah, he's got them all. So, yeah, it's good to be president again. I'll take over for a little while. We're going to build some more wall for the next couple of days. Sleepy Joe has something wrong with his butthole. He's getting a colonoscopy. That tells me he did probably shit his pants in front of the Pope. And I know that makes Toledo angry because he's a soy boy. And his guy can't control his butthole. But most...
I have no problem with him controlling
his
butthole,
as we all know,
sir.
Brett, you know this. I know this. Mo, you know this. Brady, you might know this. I don't know if you do or not, but you're about to. Most liberals have trouble with their buttholes because they're gay. And that's true. That's a fact.
I learned something
new today. Most of the time, it's pro-life. Said Biden's been a liberal for over 50 years. It's a matter of time his butthole falls out. That's just true. I mean, I don't want to be the guy that tells you the truth all the time, but you know what? It seems like I'm the only one left. That's for sure. Anyway, for sure, that's something you deal with, Mo. Welcome to our country.
Thank you. All right, in the top middle square, fresh off his karaoke bar night, O.J. Simpson.
Hello, world. I like that your hair's green.
Thank you.
That's O.J. repellent. I like it. You know, I was doing karaoke last week, and I got caught on the Instagram doing some karaoke. And
give us a little taste.
Oh, you want a little piece of... All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage number 32, Hall of Famer, Mr. Orenthal J. Simpson. My favorite song. I like to do this one sometimes when I'm just driving around Brentwood and stuff. That's how I like to look at things. You know, here we go. Drive! driving home this evening. Could have sworn we had it all worked out.
Sounds familiar.
Like damn, Jeffrey Toobin. I mean, hey, Nicole, you had this boy believe it. Who's that waiter? Way beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Man, good juice.
That's great. Oh, yeah. Boom. I heard it on the street. Cut to the chase, the jokes in the middle, yeah. Goddammit. I mean, you know, here we go. Now it cuts like a knife. How old is in the house? How old is in the house? Oh, feels so right. Yeah. Goddamn, Jeffrey Toobin. It cuts like a knife. Anyway, that's just me. Dude, I'm just saying.
That's really good.
Right.
If you know, you know. You know what I'm saying, Toledo? If you have a knife and you know when it cuts. Brady, you know.
Oh, well,
a
yeah.
good knife is, like, it cuts right through. That's what you like. I'm just singing. I mean, you guys want to do a double up? Oh, the shark bay has such teeth. Yeah, dear, come on. He's so there. Pearly whites. You can see them from behind. Yeah. Turn them red. All that jackknife. That's old Mac Heath, babe. Oh, yeah. And he keeps it out of sight. Jeffrey Toobin. Cut to the chase on this one, too. The jokes down the road.
The ending.
Get to the ending.
The ending?
It's more towards the ending. Get to the ending. Now that Mackie is back in town. Mack that knife. Anyway,
OG doing
that's awesome. OG doing, hey, you know, that's how you do karaoke. You got to be a performer. Look out, old Maggie is back. Anyway, you come see OJ at OJ's karaoke bar. All the songs are about swords and knives and such. They have a song about a waiter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll do a couple of those. That'll be good. Anyway, welcome to our country.
Thank you. In the top right corner, we've got Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it cuts like a knife. I like those. When I have sex, I have
how
a fight.
How the legs?
A little wobbly.
You need to have sex.
I want to have sex with Mo, if that's all right.
Yeah,
no, I'm good.
Go right ahead.
Have sex. I'm going to give you one of my STDs.
Do you have a taco?
You have a taco.
I do, but I'm looking for another taco.
I like Mexican taco.
He's got a burrito.
Mexican taco. Do you hear what I said to him? Anyway, just so close to Jay Leno.
In the left middle square, we got Super Dave Osborne.
It's been so long since I've been here since my passing. You haven't had me on the show, and I thought it was maybe because I was dead. You've kind of made me some sort of pariah since my passing. Why?
You got a joke
Why?
For us, Super Dave?
Sure, I have a joke. A woman was afraid of the size of her opening, so she asked her mother what she could do. And her mother said, next time you make love, go down to the refrigerator and grab a handful of roast beef. And fill your opening. That night she did exactly that, and her husband went up there and made sweet love to her for hours. It was the greatest experience the two of them had ever had. Unbelievable. The next morning, when she left, there was a note on the pillow where her husband was. Honey, last night's lovemaking was the greatest experience of my life. Today at work, that's all I'm going to be thinking about is coming home and experiencing that again. I'm going to fly home to you with gossamer wings. You are my beloved, my angel. I'll never stop thinking of you. I'll dream of you in the day and at night. I love you so much. Signed, your husband, Harold. P.S. Your is in the sink.
What?
Good night, everybody.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
All right, in the middle square, we got Brady Guttenbogen.
Right, man.
Guttenbogen.
I am the love child of Jay Guttentag and Brady Bogan, man. I'm telling you what. I got a set of floppy and a kind of a mishmash of genitals. It's sort of a dick and sort of a V. I got a mullet. I don't know where that came from. I don't know what's on the man's side, but we got a lot going on over here, man. Anybody want to say anything about my big floppy cans? My mishmash buck angel vagina penis? I'll chin check your ass, man. That's what I'll do. Take care of that. How you doing? Now, you look like half the chicks I knew in the joint, man. Mexican, smiling, hair's all green from the pool. You know what an ankle is?
I'm pretty aware of what an ankle
is. Are you sure? Because Toledo's one. Because he's 2 feet lower than a... That's right.
Which, by the way, currently resides in the sink.
Still there.
No one's touching that.
All right, in the middle right square, getting ready for the Grateful Dead movie, De Niro and Pesci. Right.
I tell you what, we're going to the movies. Scorsese making a Grateful Dead movie.
All right, you ready to sing, Rob?
I'm ready. Here we go. We're the Grateful Dead. Keep that in mind.
All right, I'll take the lead on this one, you mother...
I gotta ask you something.
Oh, I've got the words here.
Did you f*** my Grateful Dead wife? It's all right. Hey, did you f*** my wife?
I'm tripping, man.
Survive. All right, there you go. Scorsese's Grateful
so
Dead.
So bad. I may not even see that
one.
That.
You're going. You're going. You're going to be there. Hurry up, Mo. Welcome to our country.
Thank you. The bottom left square, we got Brady Secret Square. Give us a hint.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I died in 2016, but I was the star of The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams.
Oh, man.
Let me just clear up a little something.
80-year-old. Nobody's going to know this.
Yeah.
Nobody. Jesus.
I had an accident on a motorcycle, but I didn't, you know, a lot of people said, I loved cocaine,
mm-hmm.
but I got in trouble for selling it. I didn't get an accident from, you
that
know.
That is not a clue that's going to
help.
Still
helps
yeah.
and
nobody.
Secondly, a little fun fact about Grizzly Adams, the grizzly bear on that, his name was Ben on the show,
that's
but
right.
his real name was Bozo. What a great bear.
All right. The real fun fact is your name is Dan Haggerty.
Hey!
That's the only way anybody's going to get this.
Easy,
one.
Bro!
Mo, I apologize for yelling at you earlier saying that the secret square will be easy to figure out.
Yeah. See? I told you.
No one
they
knows.
Got time to Google, bro.
God, no.
They'd have to remember cocaine-addicted grizzly bear, because that's all they'd get out of it. Sorry about that.
That's all good. Bottom middle good. Square. We got Ray Romano.
Oh, I'm only here every time John gets a stuffy nose. Oh, Deborah, Robert, what? What are you looking at? Remember when you saw my ass on HBO?
I had
it out there, yeah. And then Welcome to Mooseport. Nobody saw it.
Oh, great movie.
Stuffy
great
nose movie, impression.
I completely forgot about that classic.
Oh,
it's
wow,
so good.
It's brilliant. You should go look at it. Meanwhile, get your citizenship straight.
In the bottom right square, we got our Lord and Savior, Trip Reeb.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What happened, Trip?
I'm leaving.
What? Where?
On a jet plane.
You're not sticking around for Playdio?
No. I'm planning my vacations around Playdio. Playdio is so bad, I would listen to KDKB first.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Nothing's
that's
there.
Trip. I thought we were friends,
No,
Trip.
We're not.
Oh, God. You,
you
gave
are
me
an
a
employee.
Record player this week. It was
did
really,
I?
Yeah, it was really nice of you.
You know what that's called? I don't want a record player anymore. Where's the nearest Mexican that'll take a hand-me-down? There's one.
Here you go.
I'll take all your hand-me-downs. They're expensive, and I love it.
In lieu of American cash, enjoy my crap. Because I won't have a garage sale, namely because your whole family will show up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I called my mom. I was like, hey, you got to come down.
I know. And they're there, hanging
they're
out in the garage.
Downstairs right now, waiting for you.
Bargaining over a $10,000 speaker they'll never be able to afford. Anyway, I don't know if they can hear us over the lawn equipment, but hola to Mo's family.
That cuts deep, Trip. Yeah. That cuts deep.
I'll cut deep. I got that. Who's on the line?
Patrick and Shelly.
Shelly is a girl, I assume.
Yes.
Shelly, are you there?
Yes.
And Patrick, I assume you're a boy and you're there.
I'm here.
All right. Shelly, go ahead. Pick a square. Go bananas.
Give me bottom left, please.
She knows the secret square.
Hey,
wow.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
Let's do a little cocaine.
Dan Haggerty?
Dan Haggerty! Now, did you know that before the ultimate clue?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She knows that. All right. I gotta
that's how good
it was a great show.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Toledo, I called.
Brady?
I called it before we went on the air.
Brady, would you like to marry Shelly? Because you two are equally yoked.
I need to fix my first marriage first. Get that done.
Get rid of it. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Before you marry the Grizzly Adams.
I'm sure OJ can help you out with that. Yeah, OJ's here.
I have two suggestions, dude.
Let me talk to you, Juice, after the show.
Two, run. All right. That's how it works. All right. Patrick, go ahead.
I'll go with Tyson.
Okay. That's good. Okay. I'm going to have sex before you work. That's very exciting, doing that kind of stuff. Hey, Brady.
Yeah.
Do you ever have sex?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Oh, Mike.
See what I did to Brady there? I couldn't stop. Oh, God, I need you guys. Please stop. Stop laughing at that. It's so funny. Hey, Mo, do you ever have sex with Brady?
No, would I ever?
Oh, Mo, no. You did it again.
I'm on a roll. I do a one-man show. That's how. Hi.
All right, Mike.
Okay.
A single strand of spaghetti is called spaghetti.
Why would you ask me that? Ask Brett. Brett, spaghetto?
Maybe you should phone a friend.
Okay. Brett.
Hello?
Is it spaghetto?
Yes, we'll go true on that one.
Okay, let's say true.
Patrick, do you agree or disagree?
It's ludicrous.
Patrick, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
It is true! Circle gets the square!
Patrick's punch drunk.
Took you a while.
I can't hear her. She's not coming through.
There's a reason why. Oh, I see. God. Ah, there it is.
Right.
That's Toledo's fault.
I'm talking loud, too.
You're welcome.
This is talking.
You're welcome, Patrick.
The Comrex had to take it offline. Oh, it's your fault. It's Toledo's fault. He should notice these things. All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
Shelly, go ahead.
I'll take Trump.
Yes, exactly. I have a feeling that the Grizzly Adams lady was a big Trump fan, I have to say. Not a lot of cucks. Big-time Dan Haggerty, Grizzly Bear, and Joe Biden fans. The only bears that are fans of Joe Biden listen to KDKB, okay? That's what I'm saying. They're gay, is what I'm getting at. Okay. You know what? Sleepy Joe's on the table right now getting his butthole probed. They have to knock him out for that now. And, of course, because when you knock out an old man, you have to make arrangements. You know, you have to arrange that. You can't just knock an old man cold.
Yeah, I thought it was President Harris
it's
right
It's President
now.
Yeah. Carmelo Harris. Like, she's president right
Carmelo?
Now. That's exactly right. He's up at Hershey Highway, and they're trying to clean it out so he doesn't take another on the Pope's floor. You know, that's exactly how it goes. The guy's got a crap problem, and I'm the president while it goes on. We're building some wall right now to keep the rest of Mo's people out. And we love that you're here, Mo. Exactly. I love immigrants. I'm huge with immigrants.
Oh, yes, you are.
Am I not big? You voted for me, right? No, you voted for Biden? He's on the slab. Who would you rather have in charge of your, let's say, remote control? Me or the guy currently all over your couch?
I mean, if I could pick anyone, I'd probably pick The Rock.
Sleepy Stooly Joe right now, sitting in his own filth. Or me, a mountain of a man who makes decisions without having a puddle of poopy in his pants. You know, that's the difference between a president and a guy who craps himself. And I think that's, well, I think we all know that. Okay. Okay. Good. Right? Am I right?
Okay. All right. The first ever passengers in a hot air balloon were a collection of farm animals. True or false?
Now, I used to call fat, ugly girls farm animals, so I needed a clarification on this, because I don't know if that's like a big group of ugly women that we tried to just put in a balloon and get them off the planet.
In this case, sir, I think we're actually
actual
talking
farm
about
animals.
Actual
well, the
farm
gondola
animals.
Wouldn't be big enough, so it's like Noah's hot air balloon.
Correct,
yes.
Sir.
Okay, I'm going to say that's false. That's ridiculous, because what if they jumped? They would jump. Of course they would jump. No animal would be in a hot air balloon and enjoy the ride. That's silly. They would jump out.
Seems logical,
that's
sir.
That's logical. Of course it does, cuck.
Shelly, do you agree or disagree?
I will agree.
Incorrect.
Oh, it was?
I don't understand that. So there were real-life farm animals that leapt to their death from a hot air balloon. That sounds good. By the way, I'd like to introduce a new thing for the holidays from Trump Industries, the new Biden log, fire log. Instead of a Yule log.
It burns for 4 hours.
It's a big that Joe Biden took. You can collect them. Just follow him around. He puts them down all over the place. You just pick it up. You put it in your fireplace. And it burns like he burns money, okay? That's exactly what goes on. Oh. Drill, baby, drill. That's what I say. That's what they're doing to Joe today. Up his ass with that big old tube. Drill, baby, drill with Sleepy Stooly Joe. That's what I think. Okay, go ahead, Patrick. Go ahead. I'm going to host now.
So what, Brady Gutentag.
Brady, yeah, man.
Gutenbogen, man. Thank you.
He doesn't want to go for the win.
He doesn't want to go for the win, apparently.
Nah, I don't understand how the game works, you know?
I like this guy.
He picks what he wants, man. He's an American.
You can't tell him that. You can go tell him get a shot, get a vaccination.
Not when I'm in charge.
Shut your mouth, cuck. There's a
Dick.
Man. There's a man woman talking.
Dick.
Dick. Who gave him permission to chat at this? Come on. Know your place, Dick.
All right, Brady Gutenbogen.
That's right.
You're getting it. Our sun makes up just 25% of the mass in our solar system. True or false?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the midday host over at KDKB? Well, I don't know.
If you're good, maybe three.
Tell you what, man. Three licks, I'll find your creamy center. Tell you what, man.
Ew.
Guess who's going to Tacos Chihuahuas with Mo? We're not leaving the room, man. Knock wood if you're with me. 25% of the solar, so that seems a little big, man. I don't know. I don't think that's right, man. It's too, that doesn't make sense to
me. So you're saying false?
You heard me.
Patrick, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Circle guesses.
You know what the best part of my answer was? Soy Boy kept his mouth shut.
Is that an invitation?
There he goes.
There you go.
All right, Shelly, you can take the block in two spots. O.J. Simpson or Tripp Reeb.
I will take O.J.
Ladies love the O.J. That's great. I love that you chose me. You know what? We should sing a little bit. A little karaoke O.J. style, I think, right? Don't you think? You're wearing a turtleneck. You don't want to take that down. First cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. Oh, goddamn. First cut is the deepest. To win a world. When it comes to being lucky, I'm cursed. And when it comes to loving me, I'm the worst because I'll cut your head off. That's right. The first cut. Always the deepest. Usually gets the job done, too. That's what I like to say. Get the job done with the first cut. Otherwise, they wriggle.
All right, OJ. In German Christmas lore, elves have superpowers. It can help kids and hinder them if they're bad.
Did you say owls?
Powers. Superpowers.
Super owls. Owls better. Have superpowers? I know they got big eyes and stuff, and I hated that. I saw an owl that night that was killing Nicole and that waiter, and I'm like, I hope they don't learn to talk, because I think that big eyed thing saw everything. Oh, Night Prowler. This is a good song. I'm a night prowler. Somewhere a clock strikes midnight, and there's a head on the patio floor. I don't remember this one too good. What's the question again? Owls can see everything.
In German Christmas lore, elves have superpowers.
Midgets.
And can help kids and hinder them if they're bad, true or false.
It would be funny if I got canceled from society because I said midgets. That would be the ultimate cut, wouldn't it? That's how we finally got rid of OJ. I said midget on the radio and people are like, you can't do that. And we'll never ever have you back. Yeah, pariah for saying a word instead of what I did to those people. I'll say German elves have superpowers. Because remember Hitler? That dude had some juice.
He did.
He got stuff done, and he was a little German elf. So I'll say that's true, Mo. I think that's a good
question. Shelly, do you agree or disagree?
I will agree.
That is correct. Nice. X gets a square.
I don't understand how the game works. My board is covered in X's and blood.
Next one wins.
Next one wins. Patrick, you can take Tripp Reeb for the full win.
Or anybody.
Or anybody, really.
Anybody you want.
Go, Tripp.
Yeah.
Go, Tripp.
Yeah. Patrick, picking the king. Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you. Are you going to listen to Pladio next week? Because I'm not.
I'm not going to listen to Pladio.
You are not going to listen to Pladio. There's one. Are you going to listen to KDKB, The Ultimate Punishment?
Say yes.
I am not.
That's exactly right. He must be out of town.
I think he loses. I think he loses immediately now.
Does he? I think he's one of
life's
winners. Exactly.
Get out of here, Brett.
I've not heard winning that loud since Charlie Sheen. Tiger blood.
All right, Tripp. The term eulogy.
Which I would rather drink than listen to Katie Cable.
The term eulogy comes from the classical Greek and means lies of life. Is that true or false?
Brady eulogized someone on the air yesterday, and an old man who'd passed away unexpectedly, and mentioned that he liked to jerk off a lot, which is in everyone's eulogy. Lies of life?
Lies of life.
I would doubt we would carry that. I'll say that's false.
Patrick, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Circle gets a square.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be on my plane away from Pladio and KDKB. It's a double win for me.
Up, up, and away.
You know what? When I think of Pladio and KDKB at the same time, you know what I wish for? My plane to crash.
That's hurtful.
Is it? Have you listened to your station?
I do. Because I have to. I'm in there. I'm doing things.
If I was in there, I'd turn it.
Wow, that's mean. That hurts. I thought I was your pride and joy.
You are my pride and joy. Now grab both pride and joy and clean my house. Anyway, I'm leaving.
Okay, bye, Trey. I'll miss you.
All right, that's it. It's 10:15. Your show's almost over.
I think it is.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
there's 15 minutes less of KDKB in your
life. Get out of here.
We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next, puppeted by the great John Gordon. And you guys can be nice to Larry and email him and call him and have zero response because John's in charge of everything. What's the matter?
I'm going to be out on Sunday.
Oh, you're going out.
Yeah,
my nose
just
started running like crazy. Oh, I need a tissue.
I'm going to be over at Twin Peaks at Westgate for about 2 o'clock to watch the Cardinals take on the Seahawks.
So, I'll be out tomorrow with Lerner and Rowe.
For the turkey
giveaway? Oh, you're doing the turkey thing tomorrow? Fantastic.
Yep.
Are you going too?
Yep.
Oh, good. KUPD listeners can meet Mo.
Yeah, exactly.
And KDKB listeners can somehow spawn.
Yep.
God.
Ooh.
Yeah, I doubt they'll show up. But you'll meet a lot of KUPD folks.
Oh, yeah. They come out every year.
Yeah. And then that there's the one dude that wheels himself around.
Oh, God. And then, who is it?
Sticky Jean.
Sticky Chris?
Wheels? No,
wheels.
Sticky Wheels. Wheels? I don't know. Is it Sticky Chris?
I've always called him Wheels.
He's sticky.
Yeah. But he's definitely sticky.
Anyway, everybody at KDKB is a little sticky. Ooh. If it's a good weekend.
That's true.
We're done. Mo, thank you very much. Mo
Thanks,
is over at KDKB right now.
Live.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I will be in a little bit.
If Mo fell on the radio at KDKB, would anyone hear it? It's the ultimate question.
Oh.
Schrodinger's cat of radio.
You're the worst.
No, the worst is actually KDKB.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. All right, I'm done. I'm out.
Mo, get out. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. Go see Brett Sunday. See Toledo tomorrow at the Turkey Drop. All the info's at 98KUPD.com. And we'll catch you Monday for Pladio. Can you believe it? It's 98. We'll see you Monday, everybody.
See you later. Bye.
98. What? 98. No way.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.